Why do you take the, you know, I mean, think about it. You want to move something outside of yourself with your cares. You can't even change yourself with your cares. Why do you take thought for clothes? Why are you worried about clothing? Look at the flowers, the little flowers, how they grow. They don't have to toil or spin, yet they're clothed much more beautifully than the most richest king. Solomon was never clothed like one of these. He clothes the grass of the field, which is today, there it is, and then tomorrow, it's gone. He will do much more for us. This is very self-explanatory. So he says, don't take any thought. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Etc. That's what the heathen do. You know, people in the world who aren't Christians worry about those things. You don't worry about them. Let God worry about them. Give us this day our daily bread. That's enough. That's enough prayer for that. But God knows we have needs and knows exactly what we need better than we do ourselves. We may be taking care after things that we don't even need. And the reason we're having trouble, the reason they're being, you know, we feel like we're losing them, because God is trying to take it away. So what we would learn to be more attentive to the things that are truly needful. Seek first the kingdom of God. I tell you that they that do that, there are certain things people do that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. His righteousness is without spot and blemish. It is not merely an imputed thing. For then it would become a mockery eventually. God sees me as righteous. I never improve. I never get better. But He looks at me as righteous, even though I do all kinds of unrighteous deeds. It ought not be so. Not for a Christian. So don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take thought for the things of itself. These are things pertaining to the flesh. Take care for the kingdom of God. Take care for righteousness. Put a lot of your cares. Oh, what will I do if I do not obtain His righteousness? Oh, what will I do? You know, Paul says, I run the race, not as uncertainly, not as one that beats the air. We run to win. We run to obtain. You know, we keep our body under, lest having preached this gospel, we should find ourselves to be rejected. We do not want to be judged outside of His kingdom. Let the things of the world be taken care of. God will take care. It doesn't mean you don't work. It doesn't mean you don't do what's necessary. All it means is you don't give it your worry and your thought and your heart. Because when you worry about things, it's your heart is given to it. It's because it's piercing to your heart. You know what I mean? It's one thing to say, well, I guess I'll make peanut butter and jelly for lunch. Or, oh, I think we'll have hot dogs today for lunch. That's not what he means. What he means is, you're worried about it. You're thinking about it. Because it's important to you. Because it is entered into your heart. And it is the center of your being. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to be clothed with? Where am I going to live? What am I going to drive? What am I going to do? What? All the things that do not profit you one whit in the kingdom of God. But rather you should be worrying. If you're going to worry, you should be worrying about those things. What about the kingdom of God? How shall it come? What about the righteousness of God? How may I obtain it? Seek those things. And the other things will be taken care of. Trust that. Even when it seems, because I tell you, I'm not just saying this. It can seem like things are falling apart. But if you really believe in God, you trust and know that it is being taken care of, even though you do not see it. And so many times, the Lord always comes through. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. I remember I used to look at that, and I did not know what that meant. Each day has enough trouble in it. without worrying about tomorrow. You know, people always worry about, well, what about tomorrow? People, I got a lot of sort of people weren't happy with me in one particular phase of my life because I didn't keep a schedule, because I didn't keep a calendar that says all that I was going to do for the next month. And scheduling, I'm like, I can't schedule things for next month. I don't even know if I'll be alive next month. It seems a bit far out to me, or next week. When we get close to next week, I'll start thinking about next week. I'm certainly not going to worry about next week. Of course, obviously, things have to be sometimes taken care of ahead of time. You make doctor's appointments and all that. It's not like we have to be religiously, you know, don't turn this into a legalism that turns you into an irresponsible person. That's not what he's saying. It's about caring for things that are not of the kingdom of God, nor of his righteousness. Do not take care after those things. Put your care in those things which are going to profit you. Seek them. Seek to be prospering in them. Seek to be obtaining them. And everything else will be taken care of. Of course, as always, use this all with wisdom. Don't turn it into something perverse. Don't turn it into where you go so far and so legalistically and take it in such a wooden sense that you pervert the spirit of what Jesus was saying. Remember, take things in the spirit. The letter will kill. If you try to take everything by the letter in the Bible, you won't be able to. People have tried that. And they've said they can't make heads or tails of it. Because it's not meant to be taken by the letter, but by the spirit. Oh, I don't know if I agree with what you're saying. What do you mean? The spirit is, you know, it's like I said, Jesus said, resist not evil. Well, let's take that by the letter. Okay, here comes some evil. Paul, you know, punch that guy in the face. I shouldn't resist evil. Punch, right? I'm not resisting evil. Jesus said, don't resist evil. Paul, don't resist evil. Here comes something naughty. Oh, I can't resist evil. I better do it. Again, the letter kills, but what is the spirit? The spirit makes alive. I just want to say that because I'm saying things in here. I'm like, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. No, don't worry about tomorrow. But of course, use reason and wisdom in all things.